I don't know whether or not you were puzzled by a statement that St. Paul makes in this second reading, this letter that in part was read this morning, a letter he wrote to the Colossians. He wrote this letter about the year 55, quite a long time ago. And this is the part that, for some reason or other, this morning I think I got some insight into what I've often wondered, what was he talking about? And this is the line that was always perplexing to me, and still is to some extent. He says, I am now rejoicing in my sufferings. He says, I am completing what is lacking in Christ's sufferings for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I used to wonder, and still do, what is he saying that's lacking in our Lord's sufferings? What would we say Jesus is suffering on the cross? What is lacking? And yet the clue that I noticed, he says that in our sufferings, we are joined with Christ in his sufferings. And in a sense, it's an invitation by our Lord to join in with his own passion. I was thinking when our Lord said, I am the vine, you are the branches. So if the vine is suffering, then so are the branches. If the vine, vine dies, then so do the branches. And if the vine comes to life again, then so do the branches. We are connected so intimately with Jesus as the church. We are the body of Christ in this world. In the gospel reading, there are two sisters mentioned, as you probably know, Martha and Mary. They had a brother, as you may also know, his name was Lazarus. They were very good friends of Jesus. They were close friends. And our Lord used to love to go to their house for dinner. He relaxed there, so to speak. He could be himself, although I suspect our Lord was always himself. But he enjoyed being in their company. If you recall that when Lazarus passed away, Jesus went to the home, and it's recorded in the gospel that Jesus cried. There are only two times that it's recorded that Jesus cried in the gospel. One was the death of Lazarus, and the other time was just before his own death when he cried over Jerusalem. And he said, what could have been if only they had listened? If only they had listened, what could have been? You notice in this gospel that Martha is upset with her sister. And she is really upset with Jesus. And in a sense, she takes advantage of her position to criticize Jesus indirectly. I'll explain it this way. She says, Lord, do you think it's fair that I'm left to do all the work? Well, Mary here is just listening to you. She's just listening to you. And I'm doing all the work. And how does Jesus respond to that? He doesn't get angry. He just says simply, Martha, why do you busy yourself with so many things? He could say that to you and me. Why do we busy ourselves with so many things? Mary's chosen the better part. She's listening to me. Do you ever realize in the gospel how often our Lord would say, if you have ears to hear, listen. And sometimes there's a code word in the scriptures. I don't know if you realize this, but the code word is when Jesus says, very truly I tell you, and then he goes on to say something. What that code word is as the kids would say today in their parlance, Jesus is saying, listen up. Listen up. What I'm going to say, this is Jesus speaking, is going to be important. Our Lord is saying, pay attention and hear me. I remember some time ago when Pope John Paul II, now Saint John Paul II, it was at a World Youth Day, and there were literally hundreds of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, and the young people were saying, kind of in a litany, John Paul II, we love you. John Paul II, we love you. And he was getting impatient. You could see it in his face. He said to them, silencio. He was telling them to be quiet because he wanted to speak to them and he wanted them to hear him. He wanted to give a message. And there was an urgency about it. And so in a sense he's saying, enough of this John Paul II, we love you, although I'm sure he appreciated it. He had something to say to them, and he wanted them to listen. Have you ever noticed in our prayers sometimes, this is a personal opinion of mine, perhaps it's right, I don't know for sure, but it may shock you when I'm going to say this, I think that when we pray, we say too many words. I think we talk too much. And I know what you're thinking. So do priests. I know that. Yes, we love to talk. But it is true. We say too many words. How many times have we said these road prayers? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou, etc., etc. But you know, our hearts aren't there. Our minds are somewhere else sometimes. I wonder if, are we really praying? Or are we just mouthing words? Prayer, as you know, is mysterious. It is a communication instantly with God. It's faster than the internet. Because God is always listening. He is always listening. We need only to raise our mind and our heart to God, and He's there for us. He's there for us. And He's listening. I think He wants us also to listen to Him. And we can't be listening if we're talking. I think the best prayers, so to speak, are when we're quiet. Do you remember the phrase in the Old Testament when God says, be silent and know that I am God. You know, there's all kinds of prayers. There's formal prayer. The Mass is a formal prayer. Community prayer. Saying the rosary as a community. Then there's informal prayer. The kind when our Lord, if you remember, He said, when you pray, go into your room by yourself. By yourself. And just be with God. There's prayers of petition when we ask God for favors. There's prayers of intercession when we're asking God for a favor for someone else. There's prayers of thanksgiving when we thank God in gratitude. There's prayers of adoration when we just praise God for being God. There's all kinds of prayers. But the kind I think we need to practice on and kind of inherit within ourselves is the prayer of silence. Just to be with God. You've probably heard of the saint called Saint John Vianney. Saint John Vianney was also known as the Curé of Ars. He's the patron saint of priests. Let me tell you just a little bit about him. When he was a seminarian as a student studying for the priesthood, he was failing his exams. He was not a good student. He was not very smart. He was not an intellectual by any means. And in fact, the seminary authorities did not want him ordained. But he kept trying and kept trying, and finally his bishop ordained him as a priest. One time, he was in his church and people were complaining about him to the bishop because they said, all as he does, it seems, He just sits in the church and does nothing. And so the bishop said to him, Father John, what are you doing in the church all the time? The people need you to be out into the parish. And St. John answered in this way. He says, I just sit and I look at Jesus, and he looks at me, and we're happy together. We're happy together. Silent prayer. Sometimes it seems to me that when we pray, we aren't listening to God. God speaks to us in many ways, sometimes through our conscience, and that disturbs us many times. And perhaps that's why we don't want to listen to God, because we don't like always what he's reminding us. And other times in silence, we get to know ourselves a little better. And maybe that's God speaking to us as well. I always remember those words of St. John Vianney when he says, I look at Jesus, and he looks at me, and we're happy together.